interlude music. Very, wow. You actually work around here. Show is total hell.
No, Dennis Rooney told me about it.
Hot Talk 1510 KCTE. Listening across the country. They're listening in Nashville today. 913-491-8255. Instant message me at 1510.com. Fine tuning, connecting with your inner self. Jane Bernard has written the book. I wonder how many of us, I mean, do you go with your gut? Go with your heart? Oh, it's in my mind. I kind of know these kind of things. Let's find out. Jane, welcome to Total Health.
Hi, Coach. It's great to be here. Happy Halloween.
Well, happy Halloween to you, too.
Thank you.
Do you read horoscopes?
Sometimes.
What do you think about those as I'm whipping through the Kansas City Star? What do you think of those?
I think if it feels right, it probably is.
Would it fine-tune me?
No.
Even though mine today says it's dynamic, I'm going to have a dynamic day.
Well, you are having a dynamic day, I can tell.
Well, typically, yeah. But the thing says let your hair down. I don't have a lot of hair, though.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think it means, Coach?
Oh, I don't know. Relax, kick back, enjoy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then I always give Matthew crap, but he always comes up, and he's one of my producers, with a dynamic or positive day on his horoscope. Mm-hmm. What's your birthday? What are you?
May 11th. I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus. Okay. Whoa. Whoa, you need to be on this show today. You're dynamic, too.
Okay.
All right, so I guess this interview's over. Tell me, why'd you write the book?
I wrote the book because I was going through a very hard time in my life. I felt like I was boxed in, and I had made a lot of wrong choices, and I was really desperate to change my life. And I just started writing. I was sort of trying to figure out what I felt passionate about, and I ended up tapping into my sense of intuition. And that led me to all kinds of opportunities, including talking to you.
Well, we saw you on, and I did, on Montel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool.
And so when we had a chance to book you, I said, yeah, let's get her. And so that's why you're here today. So you can thank Montel for me, because if you hadn't been on there, you wouldn't have been here with me to discuss my dynamic day.
Well, I'll be sure to thank Montel.
Okay, listen. Instinct, intuition, a knowing, are they all the same?
No, they're not exactly the same. Our instinct is really something that is automatic. You can say all animals have instincts. And our instinct is how we perceive our intuition. But our intuition is really a coordinating and guidance system that we have inside us. It connects all of our senses, which are our sight, our taste, our hearing, our touching, and our smelling. And it helps them all work together and enhances them. And it also connects all of them to our hearts and our minds. All of our senses give us two things, pleasure and protection.
Pleasure and protection.
Right. If you think about it, if you use your eyes to look in front of you, and you're really paying attention to what you're doing, you won't trip or fall or crash.
Can you use instinct in regards to judging people?
Your first instinct? Yes.
Well, this is how stupid I am. And I, once in a while, I am stupid.
I don't think so.
Even when I don't have a dynamic day. I am unable at times. I get my instinct and whatever else is coming in on the micro messed up, because it's amazing. When you go with your gut or your instinct, as I call it.
Yes.
If I really listen to it and go with it, I'm right.
Always.
When I say, oh, no, and I give excuses for that situation or that business deal or that person, mm-hmm. I always, always screw up.
Right. So that tells you what? It tells you that your intuition or your instinct always protects you. It always shows you opportunities. But the thing is, when you say you get confused, you have to breathe. Breathing focuses us and calms us down and balances us so we can hear our sixth sense. And then when you're breathing, if you stop to remember what makes you feel good, as you focus on where you want to be, then you become clear about your purpose and what you're doing, and, you know, you make decisions that create your life.
Instinct and intuition are not the same?
They're part of the same thing.
They're part of the same thing. So if I say, well, my intuition says or my instinct says, I'm kind of talking apples and oranges and I'm okay?
Yes, you're just fine.
Okay. Your book, Fine Tuning, is You talk about, I jump around here a little bit. Okay, you talk, because I'm not fine-tuned totally. I'd like to be more like that perfect piano or violin, but anyhow.
No, everyone is unique and everyone's perfect.
Well, my orchestra surely is. the duck in the rut.
Yes.
Okay, you talk about that in the book, and I want you to explain a little bit of that, because it seems like to me, with the emails I get, and this being a mental, physical, spiritual show, mm-hmm. we get people stuck in a rut. And I get kind of stuck in that too sometimes. Mm-hmm. So how do we get the duck out of the rut? How do we get unstuck here? How do we fine tune? How do we get core balanced?
Okay, so we have to start. There are lots of things we have to do, and because when you do, like, first thing you have to do is recognize everyday miracles. I was listening to you before I came on, and I heard you talking about people looking at themselves in the mirror.
Yes.
And, you know, we look, but we don't see. So one of the first ways to fine-tune yourself is to recognize what you're seeing. If you look in the mirror and you even smile at yourself, you're going to recognize something nice within you. If you sit down and eat and you actually think about your food, how blessed you are to have it on the table. Now, I know you're very particular about what you eat.
I am.
And that's really great, because you honor your body and you honor your spirit that way. But people in general use fine-tuning as a dieting method by really looking at what they're eating, enjoying it, and appreciating it, and saying, I want to eat this to be healthy. I want to eat this because I want to look great, and I want to make my life the healthiest, the best ever.
Can I go back one second?
Please.
In the mirror deal. You're a very patient lady with me, so I appreciate that. You have a very kind, kindred spirit here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It helps that I've seen you on TV and I've seen your demeanor. But I look at myself in the mirror, and I got to be honest with you, sometimes I just laugh. Now, tell me what you think. I look at myself sometimes in the mirror, and I laugh, and I go, you're nuts.
Well, you know what? That's
funny. And I laugh at myself.
But isn't that good to laugh at yourself? Shouldn't we all, like, laugh at ourselves at different times? We shouldn't take everything too seriously, because one thing we always have to do is forgive ourselves. We all make mistakes. And when you laugh at yourself, that's your way of saying, it's okay, I'm going to make the most and the best out of my life, because being alive is a responsibility, and you make that commitment to yourself.
See, I don't think we can totally fine-tune, and we're talking with Jane Bernard on her book, Fine Tuning. I don't think we can really fine-tune ourselves, Jane, until we let go of carrying grudges, being angry, ticked off, whatever descriptor you want to use, at somebody or some situation.
Well, you know what, Coach? One of the things you talked about before was that people, you know, would rather hear lies than the truth.
No kidding.
And the first thing about fine-tuning, the first step is being true to yourself. Because, you know, it's said that the truth makes all things possible.
Truth sets you free.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Yes, and when you really fully believe in yourself, you can depend on finding strength beyond your five senses, which is your intuition. And that's
Jane, you can't get there if you walk around all ticked off all the time.
No, you can. But you shouldn't judge yourself, and you shouldn't judge other people. And the thing that I do in my book is I help people to let go of that anger. The book helps people to realize that they deserve another chance, and so does everybody else. And that's when people learn to believe and trust in themselves, then they aren't going to be angry and ticked off.
Let me throw, we have to go to break here pretty soon, and I want you to stay with me for another segment. Something just to think about here, when I listen to you,
yes.
You have this lower, calmer voice and so forth. And have you had to work on that, or is that just innately developed and born in you? Or how did you get there? Because,
well,
I mean, you're just like you are on TV.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Of course, work. I fine-tune my senses all the time. I meditate, and I also really try to appreciate how lucky I am. I live in New York. When I see a person on the street who's homeless, I say, thank you, Lord, for my home. When I see a person who's blind, I realize that I can see colors. I can see people I love. I say, thank you. I'm so grateful for what I have. When I hear music, I'm thankful. And, you know, we take so much for granted that it dulls us. And when we are dulled, we don't...
Say that again. That's a pearl. Say that again, what it does to us.
It dulls us. When we take things for granted, it dulls us. Even in a marriage, when a husband and wife start taking each other for granted, that's when they start having problems in the relationship because they don't feel appreciated.
You said you went through some tough time. What were those tough times?
I was married for 25 years, and then I went through a divorce.
But
that was tough.
It had to have been. But don't you look at the 25 years, and not that I'm going to counsel you here, but I mean, don't you look at it and take out some things that were great and realize that you're still, I mean, relatively young and there's lots of good...
I absolutely do. And, you know, if I didn't forgive myself and see the good with the bad, then I would be resentful and bitter, and I would miss the fact that I have my whole life in front of me, and every day is an opportunity to be true to myself and really help others, which I love doing, and live my life. Plus, I have two wonderful children.
Now, I know you live in New York, and I can hear the sirens behind you. Does that ever drive you crazy?
Well, I call them the New York crickets.
All right, listen, we got to take a break. Will you stay with us?
I'd love to, Coach. Thank you so much.
Will you do me a favor? Quit being so nice to me. No one's ever this nice to me. Now, knock it off.
Well, you got to piss me off then.
Oh, I can do it.
All
the
right.
Show is Total Health, and we'll be back right after this with Jane Bernard and her book, Fine Tuning, Connecting with the Inner Power. Jane, are you still with me?
Of course. And I thought about the dulled senses, and I realized that when our senses are dulled, we make the wrong connections in our lives, and we make wrong decisions, and we only realize them after they've played out. Because our intuition is the connector, and when you use your five senses with your intuition, the result is clarity and even a kind of relief. So, you know, fine-tuning your senses really nourishes your natural talents, and the result is you open up the connections in your life.
Well, we're talking with Jane Bernard in her book, Fine Tuning. She's been a guest on Montel before, and that's how we kind of discovered her. Do you think that, like, fine-tuning... I'm kind of setting you up here for this, but do you think that being fine-tuned, grounded, getting yourself square, by reading this book, will help a person sleep better, lose weight, just be in a better mood?
Absolutely.
I mean, those are kind of like jumping around the board here, but...
I believe that reading this book will help every person who reads it to feel like they are finally on the path where they want to be in their lives, because the book encourages people to honor themselves and allow themselves and allow that they deserve to live their life fully.
What about losing weight?
Absolutely. You'll
How?
Lose weight.
How?
Well, if you're really true to yourself and you really need to lose weight, you'll do it. You want to know how?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the important things you have to do is be honest with yourself. One reason that you might want to really lose weight, even though you won't say it, Coach, is you might want to look sexier.
No, I buy into that.
Okay. Well, most people, so then if you really feel that and you believe that and in your heart
I do.
You know
I'm 54 almost. I love it when 70-year-old women dig me.
Okay. Okay, so what you need to do is when you look at that donut or whatever you see in front of you and
yeah.
You want to diet.
I thought, for a minute, I thought you meant like my gut, but you meant the donut at the coffee shop.
I meant the real donut.
Okay.
Just
trying to rattle you there.
Just a little bit. When you look at that donut and you decide, I want to lose weight, you can do two things. One thing, you can say, well, I love that donut. I don't really care. And you can take a bite of it. If you take a bite of it and you're fine-tuning, you say, I'm taking one bite and I am going to enjoy this. I'm going to roll it around on my tongue. I'm going to taste the sugar. I'm going to feel it in my mouth. I'm going to make love to that piece of donut, and then I'm going to swallow it.
Well, that might be a little difficult to make love to that donut, but I mean, sure, some people
in
might.
In your mouth, I imagine.
Well, that's even more interesting.
But the point is when you do that, two things will happen. You'll eat much slower. And by eating slower, what happens is that it gives your brain and your stomach time to communicate, because it takes 15 minutes for your brain to know that there's any food in your stomach. So you won't overeat. You'll eat what you really need. And the other thing that happens is you'll think about what you're eating, and you'll think, this is delicious, but this isn't going to make me look sexier, so I'm going to enjoy this fight, and I'm going to just savor what I'm doing by not overeating.
The fine-tuning steps. Give me a couple hints of some fine-tuning steps that a person could begin to think about today before they go and pick up the book. Because there's got to be a step here, or steps, towards the complete fine-tuning.
Well, the first step is you have to make a commitment to yourself that you really want to be finely tuned, that you want to do this, and you want to get the most out of your life. And then you have to trust yourself. And then you have to really believe in yourself.
You know, it's all well and good, and I listen to you. Where does spirituality come into this?
Spirituality? Well, right. Your spirit is part of who you are. And one of the things that fine-tuning does is it connects your mind, your heart, and your senses with your soul and your spirit. And your spirit is always with you. And I personally believe, though this is probably not PC, I believe that your intuition is very connected to your spirit. And that's what you're listening to. It's your internal guidance system.
See, I think people hear it and ignore it. And when they choose to ignore it, they end up in a mess.
Yes, but why would anyone not listen to something that always tells them the right thing? You know,
you said
earlier that when you listen to your intuition, it's always right.
Yep.
So that's your
Every
inner power.
Every time.
Why would anyone choose to ignore his inner power?
Well, because I thought I knew more than the inner power, that's why. And I just thought, no, I'm Coach K. I know more than anybody. It only costs me
you know,
a
one
lot.
Of the problems people have, Coach, is they have a hard time relaxing.
Oh, that could have nailed me to the cross right there.
Okay, but one reason people have a hard time relaxing is because they don't trust themselves. Because when you really, really trust yourself, you're very relaxed, which may be part of why I'm so calm. Because the other side of the coin of being really relaxed is when you're really relaxed, that's really when you're most alert.
Well, no, I'm pretty, you probably have sensed this on this show, I'm kind of a souped-up guy, I got a lot of energy.
Yes, you do. It's charming.
It is? Well,
yes.
Good. I won't change. I was going to do a total reversal. I'm kidding. Because I have a lot of energy and I'm usually kind of on an adrenaline rush,
mm-hmm.
I don't really ever feel like unrelaxed. I usually feel pretty relaxed just enjoying every day. Just because I have a lot of energy doesn't mean I'm not fine-tuned or I'm not grounded.
Absolutely. But one thing that you can do is notice when you're in overdrive.
Now, I do know that, but I also recharge my batteries. I meditate basically every night for about 10-15 minutes.
Right. Well, that's very spiritual, and that's also a way to fine-tune, because when you meditate, you give yourself time to let go of your thoughts. And you allow yourself to honor your body and also your senses.
But, Jane, I also think for me, and maybe others listening, that I didn't really get God in my life, I mean, really square, till about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, but
that made that
God
spiritual
wasn't with you your whole life.
Say that again?
That doesn't mean that God wasn't with you your whole life.
That's my point. He was, but I wasn't really listening. And I only listened when it was convenient.
Well, the thing about your intuition is it's not aggressive. It's always there since the day you were born. Your intuition or your survival instinct has been protecting you and guiding you. And you can either choose to listen to it or not. And if you don't, it's like being handicapped.
Well, that's the truth.
And here we are walking around handicapped. We think we're living our lives to the fullest, and we're denying our inner power, which is our own unique set of knowledge. You have answers that no one else has based on your intuition, just like you have unique fingerprints. It's the same thing. And your personal trainer is your intuition, and that's a personal trainer towards living a life of pride and meaning.
Well, I appreciate you being on. I like the pride in giving yourself some meaning. Are you going to come back sometime?
I would be honored to come back, Coach.
Well, thank you.
Anytime.
All right. When are you on TV again?
I'm not sure right now. I'm in the middle of jostling my schedule.
Well, are you calm about it?
I'm excited about it. I'm totally hyped up about it and looking forward to it, because I believe that fine-tuning, connecting with your inner power, helps people help themselves, which is what we all need to do, because the world needs to be better. It needs
no
to be
kidding.
Cleaner. I was listening to what you were talking about earlier about the elections and the environment. if we are true to ourselves and we all honor ourselves, we can make the world a better place, and it's time for us to do it.
Well, we're about out of time, literally not only in the interview, but we're about out of time to get things righted in the world.
Well,
we really are. We're about out of time.
Well, that's why we have to do what we have to. We all have to fine-tune.
Where can people... Go ahead.
Okay, you can get it on Amazon.com. Fine.